My name is Muhammad Akram Khan Chima. I came to Britain in 1960, which seems a long time ago, and we're sitting in the Hanafiya Mosque in Bradford. It was one of the first purpose-built mosques. Nothing like this existed when I first came to Britain. I was born in Kenya, in East Africa. My parents, my father particularly, worked all his life in the British Railways, or East African Railways, as it was called. And he sent me over, because my eldest brother was here, to study. It seemed like freedom from restrictions that were put. You must get up in the morning to pray, you must do this, you mustn't do that, and you must be a good boy, and that sort of thing. I was away from the eyes and ears of the community that kept me on the straight path. So it was that sort of freedom which gave me access to the sort of glitter of London, because that's where I ended up, and students at the college were from a whole variety of backgrounds, and none of them knew me, I didn't know them. We befriended each other, and we had a wild time. And I did feel guilty afterwards, because I was letting my family and my faith down. What happened was, a few years down the road, my brother wrote to my father and told him that I was going off the rails. And that was a traumatic experience, because the guilt complex on letting your father down brought home to me the fact that I need to look at my life again. Once I got back towards Islam, towards Islamic ways, then it was a reflection on whether I can let my friends, who I was having this fun with, and who I was going out with, and who I lived with — I mean, we were sharing accommodation by this time, and having all this wonderful life that all students do. And when I thought of coming back into to the Islamic ways, I was letting these friends down. And these friends, obviously, there was quite a lot of peer group pressure there, trying to get you back. And I mean, on one occasion, I remember, some of them tried to even pour some alcoholic drink down my throat, held me down in the house, and tried to say, you know, this is fun, don't worry about it, you know, you must have a taste, although I never did. And that became quite a dramatic incident, because the police were called, and I nearly killed some of my friends, you can imagine, you know. But over those number of years, it must have been 10, maybe, you know, 11 years before I came back into the fold of Islam. I'm 56 now, and the journey of life continues. And of course, over those number of years, I became a teacher before becoming an inspector of schools in Birmingham. Spent 2 years there, and then the last 15 years of my career here in Bradford as an inspector, advisor, and a senior inspector, before I took early retirement in 92 and established my own consultancy. Being a Muslim in Britain has changed quite radically over the years. First of all, the facilities, you know, the usual ordinary amenities that one has, and having people who are of the same faith and who develop their own mosques and shops and, you know, other institutions like that, and increasingly now even Muslim schools around the country. There are nearly 70 Muslim schools. So those are the sort of radical changes that have happened. And also, I think one of the basic attitudinal change, it's a sort of mindset from this myth of return. One day we will go back, whoever we are, wherever we've come from, we will go back home, to now, where we are here to stay. This is our country, this is part and parcel of our life, and we are not going anywhere. Our children were born here, my grandchildren were born here, so, you know, we are British, as British as they come.